Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm Farai Jadea.
And I'm John Hockenberry.
Welcome to Detroit. It's my gangsters and all my thugs. Come and dance and show some love. And welcome to Detroit City.
In Detroit City, they're thinking about one thing today, and they've been thinking about it for weeks. It's the Stanley Cup, which ends tonight. The contest between the Detroit Red Wings and the Pittsburgh Penguins has been an exciting contest. But if you are lifelong fans of the Detroit Red Wings, this is a pivotal moment in what we can fairly say must be long and happy lives. Jason Dritzen and Michelle Rostelli join us from Detroit, Michigan. Guys, if you are lifelong Detroit Red Wings fans, you have had long and happy lives, correct?
Correct.
Right. Oh, yeah.
So what's on the line tonight, Jason?
Well, we'll be taking in the game downtown near the Joe Louis Arena, rooting on the Red Wings, and hoping they can give us something to cheer for throughout the summer.
Michelle Rostelli, are we going to see an octopus on the ice, do you think, tonight?
I would say probably most likely.
Can either of you explain to me this ritual of throwing an octopus onto the ice? And, octopuses have not been hurt in the preparation of this story. I just want to say that right up front. Jason, Michelle, can anyone of you explain this?
Well, the story of the octopus heads back to the original 6 days when there were six teams in the NHL, Detroit Red Wings being one of the original members. To win the Stanley Cup back then, you had to win eight playoff games to get Lord Stanley's cup, and hence the eight tentacles, and just became a representation throughout expansion of the NHL. You have to win more, 16 games now, but that tradition has long served here in the city of Detroit.
I like it, and I'm a fan of octopus, as an appetizer at a Italian restaurant. Michelle Rostelli, what do the Red Wings have to do to win tonight?
They had to play pretty well aggressive, keep their defense up, but also have their forwards kind of in front of the net scoring the goals.
And Jason and Michelle, many have spoken about the Red Wings, and, I'm talking to you from New York, where, of course, the Yankees are the huge franchise here. But, in fact, it's the Red Wings that are the most successful sports franchise in history. If you were to make that claim, Jason, what arguments would you use in your favor?
Well, I mean, it's funny. We're often, referred to as the Yankees of the NHL, which, isn't a bad thing. But I think, the Cups alone, the tradition, the icon that's on the winged wheel, it's highly recognized. And you go throughout the country, the Detroit Red Wings travel very well. You see many jerseys and sweaters dotted throughout other arenas.
I can tell both of you have been watching these games because your voices are so raw. You guys have been screaming for how long now, Michelle?
Well, since the start. Who did they play first? Columbus?
Right. That's right. That's right. And that was an exciting series, too.
It was good.
Finally, Michelle, how would you rate this series in the environment of all the bad news in Detroit? It's some pretty welcome good news, wouldn't you say? A couple seconds here.
Yeah, I think definitely it'll bring positive, feelings, positive families, positive everything to the city, not only tonight, but through the parade and everything, I think.
Well, Jason Dritzen and Michelle Rostelli, let's just say we've got a couple of takeaway fingers crossed for the Red Wings tonight. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Thanks. Go Wings.
Welcome to Detroit City. I said, welcome to Detroit City.